Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
It's simple math. Tim Horton's 2-3-4 menu fills your mornings without emptying your pockets. $2 gets you a hot coffee or a classic bagel. $3, try a sausage and cheese English muffin or two classic donuts. And for $4, enjoy an egg and cheese croissant or an iced cap. Do the math. It all adds up to delicious deals. Only at Tim's. The Tim's 2-3-4 menu is available until 2 p.m. at select Columbus, Ohio restaurants. Terms apply.
What is up, everyone? You're listening to the Shepherd Ambella Show. I hope everyone is having a great Thursday. It's October the 24th already. There's some people on the interwebs talking about things possibly potentially happening on the 25th. I don't know. Who knows what is going to happen anymore, especially when it comes to calling specific events and dates. And there's just so much information out there, misinformation, disinformation, that it makes it extremely hard to sift through everything. I appreciate everyone who has supported the show in the past. Please make a pledge. You can scan the QR code on the screen or hit the Linktree link below. There's also individual links. There's even cryptocurrency addresses and easy ways that you can support the show to help keep all of this going. Believe me, I need way more support, and I need all the support I can get. And I appreciate anyone who is a big supporter of the show or has supported it in the past, because it takes us all to get information like this out. It's a team effort. It's not just like a one person thing, and they make it very hard nowadays to do all this. And there is a lot of costs that go along with this, and a lot of labor time and man hours and research goes into this. And there's a whole website that goes along with it at Squawk, which is spelled SQAUK.com. The link's down below for that as well. But let's jump into some of this news. Highly suspicious ballot box video has sparked concerns in Montana. This is out of Helena. NBC Montana is reporting this, and they are saying that the Office of Montana Secretary of State sounded the alarm on Wednesday over a surveillance video showing an individual allegedly tampering with a ballot box in the state. Now, they have video this. It's been circling on social media. And there, this video shows an individual apparently trying to loosen a ballot box from a post as if they are going to steal the ballot box. Glacier County Election Administrator Crystal Cole reported the video, and claimed it depicted potential tampering. So they're now checking in to the incident, and it's just one more incident that shows that likely voter fraud, voter tampering is going on, and all sorts of shenanigans across the board are probably going on when it comes to the 2024 presidential elections, which are coming up. They're on the way. And guys, in this episode, we're going to be talking about the possibility of civil war in America. And this is a topic of debate among political analysts, historians, social commentators. Everyone is chiming in on this, and most agree that a civil war is somewhat unlikely, but there are a lot of people that think that growing concerns about politics, cultural and economic divisions in the country, and wedge issues, stuff like that, are causing great division among the populace. And you couple this with increasing political polarization, social unrest, rising mistrust in the government and governmental institutions, and it has led some to speculate that there is a potential for an increased violent conflict or localized civil disturbances. And that's what we're going to be talking about on the show today. Please scan the QR code on your screen, support the show. And I'm going to get into some other news before we hit our main topic. Denver Broncos star Josh Reynolds has been shot in the head. He was shot in the head after leaving a strip club last week. And although this has been reported, a lot of people haven't heard about this yet. Now, he suffered a minor gunshot wound to the back of his head after leaving a strip club on October 18th. Officers responding to a 911 call around 3 a.m. discovered three victims, including Reynolds, who was struck in his left arm and the back side of his head. Police say the circumstances of the shooting remain unclear. So there's football players going around getting shot. They're lucky to be alive. You know, Anderson Cooper pressed Kamala Harris. Kamala. I think Kamala sounds funny, but I like to say it both ways, because I guess no one can ever decide on what her real name is. Anderson Cooper presses Harris on the border wall funding, and she didn't respond to a lot of this town hall very well. I guess Donald Trump did not show up. I'm going to play a clip. I'm going to play some clips from this. We'll commentate on it. And I want you all to hit that like button right now while it lights up. Hit that like button. Smash the like button. Subscribe. It is free. It doesn't cost you anything. Just take the second to subscribe right now. They always unsubscribe people from the channel. Scan the QR code or hit the Linktree link below. Support the show. What's up to everyone who's joining in the YouTube and Rumble? chats. We go live on YouTube and Rumble, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. And the show archives on Apple Podcasts and Spotify for your listening pleasure. Let's roll a little bit of this town hall from CNN.
I want you to meet Jackson Weiss. He's a student at Drexel University from Flowertown, Pennsylvania. Registered Republican, says he's leaning toward voting for you, but has yet to make a final decision. Jackson.
Thank you, Anderson.
Hey, Jackson.
Thank you for taking the time to be here, too, Vice President
Harris. You
too.
Thank you.
Regarding the rapid increase in the migrant population, how will you ensure that every immigrant is integrated into American society safely? What benefits and subsidies will you provide them with? And how long will these benefits and subsidies last for an individual? Most importantly, will the American citizens' taxes pay for these benefits and subsidies? And if so, how much money will be allocated?
Well, thank you, Jackson. Let's start with this. America's immigration system is broken and it needs to be fixed. And
well, she's not going to fix it. And they're too busy giving trillions of dollars to foreign entities, not helping any American. And then now they got migrants coming around. They're giving them all of this money for these hotels to get them in the country to gain the votes. But they're not going to stop the crisis. They're not going to stop these gang members and murderers that are coming across the border. They're not going to build a wall. And she basically dances around all this. Let's listen to a little bit, then I might fast forward this a little bit.
It's been broken for a long time. And part of what we need to do is always prioritize what we need to do to strengthen our border. I will tell you, I'm the only person in this race among the two choices that voters have. I've personally prosecuted transnational criminal organizations.
Oh, she's the only one that's going to do anything. This is ridiculous.
The bill you tried to get passed in 2021, that wasn't able to get passed. 2022, 2023, sure. There were record border crossings. Your administration took a number, hundreds of executive actions. It didn't stem the flow. Numbers kept going up. Finally, in 2024, just in June, 3 weeks before the first presidential debate with Joe Biden, you institute executive actions that had a dramatic impact, really shut down people crossing over. Why didn't your administration do that in 2022, 2023?
First of all, you're exactly right, Anderson. And as of today, we have cut the flow of immigration by over half. In fact, the numbers I saw most recently, illegal immigration.
But if
is
it was
low,
that easy on, with that finish. Executive me, action, why not do it in 2022, 2023?
Because we were working with Congress and hoping that actually we could have a long-term fix to the problem instead of a short-term fix.
You couldn't have done one and both at the same time?
Well, here's the thing. We have to understand that ultimately this problem is going to be fixed through congressional action. Congress has the authority and the purse. I'd hate to use DC terms, but literally they write the checks. Part of the issue is in order to really fix the problem at the border. I was just at the border recently talking with border agents. You know what they talk about? Yes, they are overwhelmed. They're working around the clock. And the other thing that they talk to me about, we need more judges down there to deal with asylum claims.
They're never going to do anything. This is all trash. They're never going to do anything about this issue. They want the borders to be open, but they don't want you to be able to go into any other country. They don't want you to know that Mexico is actually freer than America. They don't want you to know that. I'm going to fast forward a little bit more. Let's just see what she's saying.
I said Mexico would pay for it. Come on. They didn't. How much of that wall did he build? I think the last number I saw is about 2%. And then when it came time for him to do a photo op, you know where he did it? In the part of the wall that President Obama built.
But you're agreeing to a bill that would earmark $650 million to continue building that wall.
I pledge that I am going to bring forward that bipartisan bill to further strengthen and secure our border. Yeah.
That's total BS. We all know that Kamala Harris isn't going to strengthen anything. That's just complete nonsense. Now, Out of Daily Express US, we got body of missing SpaceX employee found on Texas beach near Starbase launch site. Near one of these big SpaceX launch platforms in Texas, Kevin Escobar died after swimming on the beach on Sunday, and his remains took one day to surface. So that's interesting. And did he just drown out, you know, by accident? I guess he was a swimmer. It doesn't say anything nefarious happened, but it is weird that it happened near that launch platform, that SpaceX launch platform. Now, there's been swarms of UFOs spotted at various military bases. They've talked about a mothership, but now they're saying that a 20-mile-long mothership was detected weeks ago. This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is mainstream media. DailyMail.co. Swarm of UFOs spotted near Indiana Air Force Base where 20-mile-long mothership was detected weeks ago. Now, this just came out, and it says an Air Force base in Indiana has become the latest hotspot for mysterious UFOs after residents spotted swarms of fast-moving, glowing orbs in the skies. Dozens of people in Kokomo, which sits just 13 miles south of Grissom Joint Air Reserve Base, reported seeing hovering, flickering lights that vanished in the thin air. These uncanny sightings, most reported on October 2nd, echo recent UFO waves near military sites, including Joint Base Langley in Virginia, where officials reported seeing flashing red, green, and white lights. These lights were moving at rapid speeds, this report says. And they're saying that these mystery objects in Indiana were shared by civilians online. People shared out these photos. Some people thought they were flares. Some thought they were planes, military craft, UFOs. But a huge rectangle UFO was clearly defined vapor shockwave was seen the morning after on October 8th. And they got radar readings of this to prove it, that it was a physical craft. No explanation has been provided publicly by the Air Force. And both reddish-orange orbs, they hovered in the sky. There was one white orb. It was zigzagging around, maneuvering fast. This is really happening, they're talking about. And there's a 20-mile-long rectangular craft that literally was caught on the radar. This craft has a massive vapor trail where it came in. This is on radar. It's captured there. Witnesses submitted reports to MUFON and other agencies. This thing is about half the size of Disney World, they're saying. It's a massive alien structure, a superstructure in the sky. Ladies and gentlemen, as Planet X gets closer to Earth, as it starts wreaking more havoc and causing worldwide flooding, asteroids and volcanoes to start popping off, earthquakes, tremors, cities will be shaking. As all of that is happening, the Anunnaki will be coming within proximity of Earth a lot, and Earth will be a lot more readily accessible for them, according to ancient texts. Now, there's people that live in Phoenix and other areas. They often see flares dropping during exercises like on the Barry Goldwater Range, but they're not mistaken for UFOs ever. People know what they're looking at. It's obvious. And it's obvious that this massive craft was actually real, and they know this. It makes people, it makes me wonder, you know, where this is all going. Is this a blue beam type operation? Is Planet X really, are these guys coming within proximity? Are a lot more aliens going to show up? And as all of this is happening, could that be a catalyst for civil war? I mean, you know, there's many reasons that a civil war would go down in the U.S. And the idea that a fake alien invasion or a real alien invasion would cause a civil war, I mean, it's possible. Creating fear and panic. A fake or real alien invasion would cause fear or panic, but if the government wants to induce civil war, they could do a fake one, and it would generate mass hysteria. They could use advanced technology, holographic projections. They could use media manipulation or covert military operations, drone shows. They could stage events that convinces the populace that Earth is under attack, and the initial shock from something like that would disrupt daily life. It would lead to chaos. People would scramble for safety. They would need more information, supplies. This would have a major psychological impact on people. And a lot of times, like Ronald Reagan talked about back in the late 80s or early 80s, I can't remember which, it was in the 80s, he said that if there was an external threat, like a threat from space or aliens, people would come together. But could the government spin it in a way to divide the populace, to make people war against each other and break apart the country so that they could use the divide and conquer strategy? Remember, they want you to own nothing by 2030. Martial law could be a very real scenario if there is an alien invasion. The government might impose extreme measures. If aliens were coming down to visit, like with the Miami Mall aliens, and it was a daily thing, or if the government was staging these things, they could use this to escalate tensions with militia groups, conspiracy theorists. I mean, anyone that is skeptical of this, the government could view the invasion as a pretext for authoritarian control. I mean, they could be setting this all up. This could lead to...
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To armed resistance is what it all boils down to. I mean, if the government decides to use force to quell dissent, people are going to get mad. There's going to be violent clashes, just outbreaks. I mean, it will be like Antifa Central all over again. It's going to be like Mad Max. And the thing is, either way you slice, it's an alien invasion or a government plot to do like Project Bluebeam, Operation Bluebeam. It's going to cause a problem. What's up? We got Kevin Mooring joining us. You can follow him on Twitter, Kevin Mooring 73. What's up, my man?
I was just fucking around in the chat and shit. I just figured you need to touch on a couple things. The sniper video of them training in the arena. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, what can you tell us about that? What arena was it? It was the... it's the one that they have that show Kill Tony in, the Madison Square Garden.
Well, what they're going to do is Trump has a rally in Madison Square Garden, and they have snipers that have been training here lately for maybe a disturbance in some kind of stadium. And I just find it awful odd that they're thinking that something might happen in the stadium, kind of like on the Batman, they blow up, like something's going to happen. But Trump being in Madison Square Garden, like you said, that's where Kill Tony, right?
Yeah.
Kill T. Like, we just got to keep an eye on this shit. I think the rally's coming up in I think 3 or 4 days. I can't remember when he's supposed to be in Madison Square Garden, but it's supposed to be a big deal. Yeah, and then Madison Square Garden also was known for the parquet floor, which is checkered, you know, kind of like the Masonic floors. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, right. You know, I wonder if they could do like an alien invasion over the arena, too, and have to snipe an alien. I mean, the mainstream is now admitting that a 20-mile mothership was over the U.S.
Me and you talked about this shit. The James Webb telescope. Like the ones that the normies believe, you know, there's a science and shit. They're the ones saying that this shit's coming this way.
Yep.
And then what have we speculated? That just because you can't see Planet X doesn't mean it ain't in our solar system causing all the crazy shit that's going on right now. Because a lot of people don't even know about all the weather shit that we look at every day. I talk about it every time I come on your show. The flooding is out of this world, dude. Out of this world.
Saudi Arabia is totally flooded out again. Just country after country to where there's cars and houses floating down the streets. Buildings submerged 2 floors. Just death and destruction everywhere, and it's just getting worse. And you know, it makes me wonder, like, how many more of these hurricanes and storms are going to hit? Is there going to be cold spells this winter? Is power going to go out and just kill tens of millions of Americans because our power grid is complete trash? And we've seen that in Texas. They've seen this before. California, Texas, the power grids are just complete garbage. They won't spend a dollar on it, but they'll give trillions to other countries.
You got also, like, with this weather, like, why? Where's Greta Thunberg in all these countries going, see, We're causing all this chaos. That's what I'm trying to say. We've been seeing it for months and months. Like crazy flooding. I mean, everywhere, dude. I just follow Chef on Twitter because anything that I see, I always send it to him. There is flooding every day to like, where they're like biblical. Like we used to say that and people were like, oh, it's just normal. It's just normal. And then me and you, our little joke is it's just normal. You know, cars floating down the street in the middle of a desert. Yeah, it's just normal. You know, it happens all the time. That's why you've never heard of it before.
Well, they started saying there was like decade storms, then 100-year storms, then 1,000-year storms. Now it's just biblical, they're saying, in the mainstream. And these are on a daily basis now. They're virtually hiding this from country to country. They're trying to cover up the news so that other countries don't know that they're submerged underwater. This is eventually going to affect the economy, the stock markets. And guys, don't forget to support the show because I got tons of bills stacking up and this show's not even going to continue without your support because I don't get all the super chats. Kevin, isn't there YouTube channels out there? They don't even talk. They won't even give any information unless people start donating thousands of dollars on super chats.
Oh, it starts off with I at least need $100 to even tell you what I'm going to talk about.
And then people are just sending $100 bills like crazy, and they don't even give any information. I give all this information for free, but I need a lot more help to keep the bills paid, guys. It doesn't even pay me anything. It doesn't even keep bills paid.
Well, a lot of people want to see your face, Chef. Tell them you found a new stream.
Well, that's the thing, you know, like all this stuff costs money. Like I can't even afford the video portion of this right now. But there, I did find an option that's cheaper than the StreamYard. So we'll see what happens, but people need to send in some money. Literally, they wait and get thousands of dollars on their super chats before they even talk on all these other shows on YouTube. So I find it.
StreamYard went up. StreamYard wasn't always $45-$50 a month. That's a lot just to like be able to stream and show video. There's other channels. It's not just you, dude. That's kind of held out and said, "No, man, I'm not paying StreamYard." You know what I mean? I'm not.
Yeah, well, there's that, and then all the other costs that go along with it, and then, you know, I got SQAUK.com, I got servers over there, content delivery systems, you know, of course, all the anti-hacker stuff that you got to secure websites with, you know, got to pay for extra bandwidth when things go viral. It just all adds up. Power bills, internet costs, I have to have the 1,000 speed internet so that our audio sounds as good as it can. I mean, just whatever. It's just an endless thing, and I definitely need more support, but I'm not gonna beat a dead horse.
No, you shouldn't have to, dude. You shouldn't have to, bro. I'm just saying. So I asked the chat and nobody really responded. Who do you think's gonna win the election, Shepard? Let's make some predictions tonight.
Well, I would say if it was straight up votes, Trump has it in the bag, but I would expect they would cheat. And so I would expect they'll probably try to put Kamala in. You know, if they can't cheat because there's a lot of people watching this time and stuff, maybe Trump will win, but they'll try to say it's a lot closer. See, I think Kamala's only got about 17% of the vote, and Trump's got about 83%. But they're probably going to say it's a real close.
There's some people saying that something's going to happen to her, that she was the one that brought the cocaine into the White House. I've seen so many crazy theories going right now. I've heard that she's going to drop out of the race, and Hillary's coming back, or she's going to drop out of the race, and Joe Biden's going to run again. We have like 10 days. So we, you know what I'm saying? 10, 11 days until this all goes down. But they already cheated Trump once, right? But they're trying to get this on lockdown so it doesn't happen again. But I've seen stories. See, I didn't catch the beginning of your show, so I don't know if you talked about, there was like arson bombings at some of these voting drop boxes. Somebody got caught burning three of them. I want to say it was like Georgia or some shit. So they're already starting that shit. You know what I mean? Showing you, yeah. Oh, like people are fucking around with it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Now, if there's an issue, I mean, there's going to be claims of election fraud if there's an issue. And, you know,
we should know that night who's the president. Not 2 or 3 weeks. That's another question, right? I ask. Are we going to know that night, or is it going to be a month and everybody's fighting and, you know, Georgia didn't certify it? I mean, there is all this. They really put this show together. It's like WrestleMania, but for the world, they get you like, who's going to be the next Vince McMahon? Because
now, doesn't Kamala have to certify it if Trump wins? She can just say no and remain dictator and take over through martial law.
Yeah, and everybody already knows it. I mean, she's a goofball, dude. I can't even believe she's vice president. I mean, our forefathers, Shepard, are spinning over in their graves going, what has happened to this world, man? You know what I mean?
Well, Kamala could seize on all this chaos and, you know, not transfer the power. And create civil unrest.
What if they hit Trump again?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm putting the word hit Trump again. You can take that how you want, but there's multiple ways they can hit him again. Do you know what I mean? There is. And if something would happen in the next 10 days, well, I guess she wins by default, because that's how she got to run as president. The Democratic people didn't even go to the ballot boxes and certify her to run for president. And Joe Biden's like, yeah, you can have it. Go ahead. And everybody's like, oh, the delegate said, yeah, she's a... No, that's not how that works. How that works is you vote on, you know, you got to have so many votes to even be able to run. I don't even know if she would have had enough votes if they would have ran her in the prelims of the fucking election. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But most people feel hopeless anyway right now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They do. Like you were saying, you know, what's going to happen? I'm like, nobody's going to do it. America's lazy as fuck. They don't care. Well, they just keep, I'll just keep going to the grocery store and taking out my credit card because I really can't afford groceries. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And they don't realize, like, it's all going to come to an end.
Oh, yeah. Like, you hear this all the time. It sounds like a promo. But, yeah, these next 10 days are the most important 10 days of our lives.
Hey, do you think they'll try another January 6th style setup where they come in and set these Red List or Patriots up to round them up?
I don't know. Did you see the statue they put up there? Some kind of artist made a statue.
They put a statue of P. Diddy.
No, it's a to start civil war.
They're like, we're gonna give P. Diddy the key to the city.
Yeah, look, it's a pile of shit, like on a pedestal. Kind of looks like fake dog poop you buy in like Spencer's or some shit. And there's a plaque on the front saying, you know, that people tried to storm.
It says Obama on it. It just says Barack Obama.
Just look it up for yourself. I want you to see what I'm talking about. Yeah. And it's sitting out in front of the Capitol. A statue with a pile of shit on it. Making fun of the people that went there on January 6th.
That's crazy.
I told you, my boy. Yeah. They got that going. So they got, you know, it's more gaslighting or anything. Like, this next time, you guys better really do something. Set something on fire. don't just walk around and act like you're in a museum and then everybody goes to jail for 15, 30 years. You know what I'm saying? Grandmas and shit. They all got caught up in that. Alex Jones was one of the biggest insiders on it. Why ain't he in jail?
Yeah, right.
I mean, really. He was calling for that shit, too. I mean,
well, like, you can find a grandma that was at the Capitol that lives in, like, Georgia in the backwoods, and she's in jail. But you can't find Alex Jones that was pumping video out, video of him saying, talking about this shit that day, like going to the Capitol. You notice his ass didn't go down there with his megaphone because he knew better. Because like I said, he is one of them. He's never been on any truther side whatsoever. Just like a gatekeeper.
Yep, that's what all them guys are. I don't even think there's any real, you know, the people that have a lot of followers and stuff, these like Tim Pool and I don't know, all the people that are considered like big alternative, I don't even think they're real. It's like they're all propped up and funded.
They have to be funded. Like, there's so many big news stories. You can't tell me that Tim Pool couldn't send one of those pasty-looking vampires that are on his fucking show to go cover anything live.
Now, is Donald Trump going to be on Joe Rogan on Friday?
Yep. That is correct. It has been confirmed. Joe Rogan is having on Donald Trump. Man, I'm telling you, that's going to shut down the internet right there. Imagine the bandwidth on that motherfucker. And like I told you the other day, if it happens, then Elon's going to fucking stream it on X too. So, I mean, you just watch these numbers go up. I wish he would go on there and smoke a blunt like fucking Elon did. You know what I mean?
That'd be crazy, like, huh?
Yeah, because, well, I mean, depending on where they film the show, Texas not so much, but they do it in any other state. There's some states that are legal. What are people going to say? Oh, but Donald Trump don't even drink. That's what's weird about him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He seems like an uptight fucking strict motherfucker, to be honest with you. Money is money, 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 money. And I guess you really don't want nobody running the country that cares more about their, you know, he'll say, I don't drink, you know, I don't do none of that. But then he puts McDonald's in his fucking system, which, I mean, that's one of the worst poisons.
It has human DNA in it. They make it out of people. It's Soylent, it's glorified Soylent Green.
Soylent Green, yes, most definitely. It's like adrenochrome for the poor.
Soylent Green.
Yeah, Chef. We got like, I think tomorrow's 11 days until the election. You're going to start hearing people, because this early voting is really throwing a wrench in shit, because people are, you know, saying that they go to vote and the ballots are fucking, they don't have the right names and shit on them, and then people are questioning the ballots. Have you seen that?
Oh man, see, that's where I'd get mad. I'd be like, oh hell no. That's why I don't even vote, because I'm in a much better country. It's called Mexico. It's actually what America always promised to be, is what Mexico really is. And so I don't have to deal with any of that.
You're going to deal with the mud flood soon.
I think we all are.
Yeah, even Mexico's flooding. You know that.
Yeah, every country. Every country.
Yeah, that should be like news. You know, it ain't news. They want to talk about P. Diddy or fucking Eminem. Like, all these weirdos. Like, everybody loved Eminem, but then when you think about it, it is so gaslighting that he's like, I'm going to endorse Kamala Harris, right?
Yeah.
And then what we see today? Insane Clown Posse has decided to endorse Kamala Harris. They brought out the clowns again.
Yeah.
You know, when everything ain't going right in the court, They would always bring out the court jesters, the clowns, the tell a joke. That's what all this shit is.
Yeah, this shit's going to get weird. I'm wondering if they're going to gaslight people or if they're going to do a real election or, you know, like how is all this going to go down? I don't know.
We got 11 days until the election. I'll go vote, but most people call it a joke, you know? They don't even want to put it because they're like, hey, it doesn't matter. They're going to pick who they want to pick. Well, at least you can say you went and voted. Whether they cheated you, that's a different thing. You know what I mean?
You know that they're cheating you, and you know that they're going to, if you vote for Trump, they're going to pick Kamala, but you go and vote anyway, so it gives them the vote. Because fucking... Yeah.
They got to have the numbers.
You got to use strategy. You got to vote for the opposite party because they're going to cheat for each other's party. So just vote. Like if you're trying to get Trump, you got to vote Kamala.
It's not going to work that way. Like just pick an answer on your test in math.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes, though. But I'm going to jump off here, dude. Shout out to the chat. Keep your eyes peeled, your head on a swivel. I told you after Joker 2 it was going to get crazy, and it's getting crazier every day.
Heck yeah, Soylent Green's out there. Everything's it's getting weird. Guys, I'm going to get out of here. Please support the show. All the bills are due for the end of the month. I need all the support I can get, or I just have to shut it all off and go get a job at McDonald's. I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please share the show out to everyone. Let's keep this going. And subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. Hit that like button. Smash it.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.